Our scripture reading this morning continues in the book of Joshua. We read today Joshua chapter 12. You'll find it on page 239 in the Pew Bibles. This really wraps up the first half of Joshua, and it's the record of the entire conquest, putting Joshua's work together with Moses. The first six verses talk about what Moses did, or God did through Moses, east of the Jordan River in the land of Gilead, and how the enemies were defeated there. The land was apportioned to the tribe of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. And then verses 7 to 24 gives a list of the kings defeated west of the Jordan when Joshua had taken over in Moses' place. Now, you look at this list and you may say, well, what does this mean to me? I don't recognize this. Oh, I recognize some of them. Jericho and Ai, that's in the north, and you have some of the southern kingdoms. Remember those battles? But it's a list of names, many of them I've not heard of. Well, let me just say that there's battles that you fight that nobody else knows about, but God knows. And God knew every one of their battles, and he gave them strength. They were all different in their own way. They were all similar, but they were all different. They had their own challenges. God was able to save his people. He gave them the victory. And in your secret battles, your struggles and temptations, God will help you, and he will give victory over sin, and he knows all the events of your life. It's all precious to him. It's all to his glory. So you just stick into this list something that pertains to you, and you realize that God is going to give you, in the end, victory through the Lord Jesus Christ, and it glorifies his power. One after one, 31 kings, they all find their place here, and God's strength was sufficient in each case. Now, there's a flip side to this, because I imagine some of these kings, the king of Hormah or Libna or Machadah, maybe one of those, maybe they thought that they could escape the wrath of God. You know, their destruction was a foretaste of the final judgment. They were justly punished for their wickedness against the Lord. And some of them may have thought, oh, I'll find some way of winning, or God won't notice me. And they were wrong. They could not overcome the judgment of God. None of them were able to escape it. And so it will be in the end for everyone who rejects the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me say, it's my duty to say, if you reject the Lord Jesus, if you would have your own way in this world, then the day will come when a longer list is found and your name will be on it. The list of those who are judged and condemned and damned for their sins. And now is the day when God offers you a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. These people did not have to be there. They could have repented. No, they could have repented and sought mercy. They would have received it. They did not. They were judged. Well, God offers you Jesus Christ. Now is the day of salvation. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. Well, with all these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, the 12th chapter of the book of Joshua. Now, these are the kings of the land whom the people of Israel defeated and took possession of their land beyond the Jordan toward the sunrise from the valley of the Arnon to Mount Hermon and with all the Arabah eastward. Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived at Heshbon and ruled from Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, and from the middle of the valley as far as the river Jabbok, the boundary of the Ammonites, that is half of Gilead. And the Arabah to the sea of Chinneroth eastward and in the direction of Beth Jeshimoth to the sea of the Arabah, the Salt Sea, southward to the foot of the slopes of Pisgah. And Og, king of Bashan, one of the remnant of the Rephaim, who lived at Ashtaroth and Edrei, and ruled over Mount Hermon and Salaka and Bashan to the boundary of the Geshurites and the Maacathites, and over half of Gilead to the boundary of Sihon, king of Heshbon. Moses, the servant of the Lord, and the people of Israel defeated them. And Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave their land for a possession to the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh. And these are the kings of the land whom Joshua and the people of Israel defeated on the west side of the Jordan, from Baal-Gad in the valley of Lebanon to Mount Halak that rises towards Seir. And Joshua gave their land to the tribes of Israel as a possession according to their allotments. In the hill country, in the lowland, in the Arabah, in the slopes, in the wilderness, and in the Negev, the land of the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. The king of Jericho, one. The king of Ai, which is beside Bethel, one. The king of Jerusalem, one. The king of Hebron, one. The king of Jarmuth, one. The king of Lachish won. The king of Eglon won. The king of Gezer won. The king of Debir won. The king of Gedir won. The king of Hormah won. The king of Arad won. The king of Libna won. The king of Adullam won. The king of Makkedah won. The king of Bethel won. The king of Tappuah won. The king of Hefer won. The king of Aphek won. The king of Lasharon won. The king of Madon won. The king of Hazor won. The king of Shimron Meron won. The king of Aksaph won. The king of Taanach won. The king of Megiddo won. The king of Kedesh won. The king of Jokneam in Carmel won. The king of Dor in Naphath Dor won. The king of Goyim in Galilee won. The king of Tirzah won. In all, 31 kings. The grass withers, the flowers fall, but the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.